This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
...877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Some of the headlines we're working on today, this from Drudge. Here's some of the headlines. Supreme Court choice is coming down tomorrow. Fight sure to go nuclear. World order shaken by Trump immigration directives. Syrian refugees pass through customs despite BAM. Obama rejects comparisons, encourages protests. Confusion grips airports. Chaos at LAX. Uproar spreads. Trump supporter knocked unconscious in Portland. Heartland voters shrug it off. Iraqi parliament wants government to retaliate. Trump expands power of immigration officers and agents cheer. The UK is under pressure to cancel a state visit. Hollywood SAG show turns into Trump bashing fest. And are we going to freak out every time Trump does what he promised? That's just some of the headlines. I got to tell you a quick story. And you'll understand when I tell you. My freshman year of college, I lived in a dorm. My roommate, my first year was... a guy by the name of Brian Mello, and he was a Portuguese, and he was from Fall River, Massachusetts. I went to school at Northeastern University in Boston, okay? And I remember shortly after I met him, he says to me, we're talking about basketball, and of course he was a big Celtics fan, and he says to me, Larry Bird is better than Dr. J. And I was like, what are you, crazy? That was like sacrilege to me, you know? I was from D.C., and I love Dr. J, man. I love Dr. J. Dr. J, to me, was the greatest basketball player ever. And I was like, what are you, crazy? And he's like, Larry Bird is better than Dr. J. And I was like, are you crazy? What are you nuts? He's like, believe me, when he's done his career, he's better than Dr. J. I thought the kid was crazy. Now, when I lived in Boston, the Celtics won, in the 4 years that I was in college, they won three out of four NBA finals. They lost one, which was to Philadelphia and Dr. J, that great Dr. J-led team in 1983 when they won the NBA title. And all these years later, I realized one thing. Many years ago, I realized that Brian Mello was right. That Larry Bird was better than Dr. J. Now, why do I say this? Why do I bring this up? I'll tell you why. And what I'm about to say is sacrilege. And just as sacrilege is that day when I heard my roommate in college tell me that Larry Bird was better than Dr. J. I'm going to say this here and now. And this may seem like sacrilege to people. Donald Trump will be, and already is, a better president than Ronald Reagan. What? Yes. Yes. He is the most conservative president probably we've ever had, even though he's not a conservative. And what he has accomplished and what he is about to accomplish will eclipse whatever Ronald Reagan did. Because Ronald Reagan, the thing about Ronald Reagan was the ideology and the rhetoric were phenomenal, but he didn't necessarily do what he set out to do, like I'm seeing with Donald Trump. And I hate to say that because, look, I get it. Ronald Reagan, greatest president of my lifetime. I dare say that we could be on the cusp of seeing really the greatest Republican, greatest president, and he might even be the most conservative president that we've ever seen in our lifetimes. Even though he's not a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's not a Republican. I don't think he's a member of any party. He's not an ideologue. But what he is he's an American. And he's a nationalist. And he believes in this country. And so when he says, I'm going to put America first, it's going to be America first now. I actually now believe him. What he has done just in 1 week alone is stunning. And what we're going to see come down the pike this week, his Supreme Court choice is going to be announced tomorrow. I hope for one it's a young man. A lot of the picks that he's talking about are guys in their late 40s, early 50s. And if the first one was rejected, he's got to go younger. Okay? The next guy that he picks has to be like 44. Then if he's rejected, 40. Okay? honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this in my life, and the pace by which does this guy ever sleep? Apparently, he doesn't ever sleep. But really, and what they are doing now, I think, is quite purposeful in the sense that they're trying to basically, I think, overwhelm the media and any opposition. They're just going to throw, it's a blitzkrieg. This is a blitz, full-on blitz. And how is the media going to react? They're not going to be able, they can't fight everything. And so they fight nothing. Now, you see this with the way they're freaking out about this ban, this temporary immigration ban, which they're freaking out about. They never freaked out about Obama when he imposed a ban in 2011. No, because that was, their guy. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You made my soul burning fire. You get willing to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show.
You need cooling, baby. I'm not cooling. I'm gonna send you back to cooling, way down inside. Honey, you need it.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Give me a call. One of the things that isn't being talked about today, I know that there's this big brouhaha about the seven countries that Donald Trump has said that we need to look at, and we need to pause the people coming in from these seven countries, these seven basically rogue nations that have no governments. I frankly don't get the outrage. Oh, I should actually let me take that back. I do get the outrage. I get it. It's faux outrage. It's basically anything they can. They're gonna protest and picket and do whatever they do. But I don't think it's gonna have any real effect in anything, frankly. I want to talk about this because this is something that nobody's really talking about. And this is I think very important and very illustrative of the mind of Donald Trump. And I think this is one of the most interesting things that have happened in the last few days, and I'll tell you why. There was this as I talked about last week, this directive. It was a directive to revive these controversial pipelines, right? The Dakota pipeline, as well as the Keystone pipeline, right? And so you have this directive to revive the two pipelines that were awaiting President Donald Trump's signature on his first full business day at the White House. Now, the story goes, as he sat with union workers in the Roosevelt Room, and the conversation turned to manufacturing, Trump heard from one of the union workers and was surprised to learn that the piping that they were going to use in the pipeline wasn't made in America. This is according to people in the room, right? That were retelling this story. Trump later told his aides to rewrite the order. By the next morning, his staff had settled on language that compels his commerce secretary to draft a plan within 6 months to produce the material in the United States. Trump said, give me a break, he said to fellow Republicans at a retreat on Thursday in Philadelphia. He said, we can do better than that, and we're going to do it much better, and it's going to end up costing less money, believe me. Now, the reason why I bring this up is because this story has been overlooked by everyone in the media. And I just thought to myself, as I found out about this story, I'm like, oh my goodness gracious. Now, here's why this is important. Now, understand something. You got Trump in a room full of business leaders, union leaders. They're basically discussing this deal. And Trump is going to sign this directive that's basically going to overturn the executive orders of Barack Obama. And rather than just sign the deal, sign the directive, get things going, Donald Trump is actually looking at the details of the deal. And when he hears that they're not using American pipes, he's like, what? And he postpones the signing. And, of course, the photo op. He postpones it for a day. And he says, listen, we'll all come back here tomorrow. We'll do this again tomorrow. What president have you ever had in your lifetime that would do something like that? Now think about this for a minute. It's a very simple thing. But within that, it tells me so much about Donald Trump, the man, that he would take the time out and say, oh, no, wait, what? We're not using American pipes? What are you kidding me here? We have a pipeline? Let me get this straight. We got a pipeline, and we're not using American pipes on this deal here? What, are you kidding me here? No. Send this back. Write me a new order. We'll get this going. It's amazing when you think about it. I mean, no one's talking about this. To me, that's probably the single most important thing that tells you the psychology of our president now. That our president is concerned about America and putting American workers. And as I relayed this story over the weekend, I was at a barbecue over the weekend. And as I relayed this story, there were a couple people there that came to the same conclusions independently. And it was said to me, because as I relayed the story, it was said to me, the same thing was said to me by two different people at two different times as I relayed this story. And they said to me, imagine all the jobs that were just created by that one act. It's true. Think about it for a minute. Think of the families that were involved in this one decision by Donald Trump. Think of the jobs that were created by that one decision by Donald Trump. And you've got a president of the United States, or if it was a CEO. Now you could say, oh, he's micromanaging. No. The fact that he took the time out to look at the details of the deal and say, well, we've got to have American pipes here. Think of that. Think of the ripple effects that that had. How many jobs were created? How many families were affected by that one single decision by Donald Trump? That, to me, is the story that we should be concentrating on. That is the story. Of course, the media, you know, they want to talk about all this other stuff. Okay? That's meaningless. That's meaningless. It's amazing that we now have a president that actually cares about where your money is spent. Because I can't recall anyone that ever cared about how your money was spent. No, because most presidents don't take the time to think about that. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
An authority that has been used repeatedly in the past. One of the more recent examples was President Obama suspended the Iraqi refugee program for 6 full months after 2 Iraqi refugees were implicated in an Al-Qaeda plot in Bowling Green, Kentucky. There's been hundreds and hundreds of foreign nationals and foreign-born naturalized citizens who've been implicated in terrorism in the United States since 9/11. This is a matter of national security. It's a matter of keeping the public safe. Right. And the reality is, in a world with 7 billion people, the United States has an absolute sovereign right to determine who can and cannot enter into the United States.
Bam! 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. See, the media forgets this. Okay? We have the absolute sovereign right to determine who can enter this country. You don't have a right to come here. You can come here if we let you come here. And it's the same with any other country. You don't have a right to go anywhere. You don't have this inalienable right to just go to any country you want. Now, I know that the left talks about, no borders. But the reality is that you don't have the right to go anywhere. Right? You have the right to... go to your house. That's about it. I also want to talk about the law here for a minute. Because a lot of people are talking about the law here. And you hear all these mayors, these big city mayors. De Blasio is one of them. The guy from Boston, what's his name? Hell is his name? Marty O'Malley? No, it's... I forget the guy's name. Anyway, I'm thinking Martin O'Malley. I can't think of his name right now. Anyway, it'll come back to me. The guy in L.A., Garcetti. Look, the bottom line is this. The law is very clear. So, because I've heard that, there's going to be legal challenges to this, so there will be legal challenges. Okay. You're going to lose. Let me read to you this. This is 8 U.S. Code 1182, and it deals with inadmissible aliens, because that's how the law, under the law, you're called an alien if you're not a citizen of this country, even though I know that the left doesn't want to talk about aliens in that vernacular. I'm going to read this to you. Okay, this is not rocket science. This is very clear letter of the law. And let me also say to people, because I think what people talk about how there's vagueness in certain law. No, there's no vagueness here. This is very clear, and that's the beauty of the law. And I say this as a lawyer. There's a certain beauty of the law, which is the law is black and white. And that's the beauty of the law. And by the way, and that is why people come to this country, because of the rule of law. I want to read this law to you. This is 8 U.S. Code 1182. And it deals with inadmissible aliens. That's the name of the law. Inadmissible alien law. 8 U.S. Code 1182. Section F, and I quote, let me read this to you. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. Period. That is the law. The law is very clear here. The law is very clear. So, when I hear people talk about how, this is going to be challenged in the court of law. Okay. Well, have at it. You're going to lose. Because, again, it's very clear. It's very clear. Very, very clear. Reince Priebus was on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. I want you to listen to this exchange. Because Chuck Todd's like, well, are you going to apologize? Reince Priebus says, no, we're not going to apologize. We're not apologizing. We apologize for nothing. And I love it. And it's true. What are you talking about? Why would we apologize?
Busy first 9 days, so joining me now is President Trump's Chief of Staff, Reince Priebus. Mr. Priebus, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chuck.
I want to start with timing on the executive order and the sense of urgency in trying to implement it immediately. Was there any thought given of creating a 72-hour grace period, a one-week grace period, in order to allow Border Patrol agents to understand what the rules are, allow agencies in the federal government to understand what the rules are? It seems that a lot of the chaos yesterday could have been avoided had you at least included some sort of timed grace period. Why was that not included?
Well, I don't think you want to have a grace period, Chuck, because then people that want to do bad things to Americans would just move up their travel date 2 days in order to get into the country before the grace period's over. So I think it's one of these things that, and if you ask a lot of people at the Customs and Border Patrol, would just tell you, you got to rip off the Band-Aid and you have to move forward. And so, you know, it wasn't chaos. I mean, the fact of the matter is 325,000 people from foreign countries came into the United States yesterday, and 109 people were detained for further questioning. Most of those people were moved out. We've got a couple dozen more that remain, and I would suspect as long as they're not awful people that they will move through before another half a day today. And perhaps some of these people should be detained further, and if they're folks that shouldn't be in this country, they're going to be detained. And so apologize for nothing here.
Right. We apologize for nothing. He said, we won't apologize for keeping Americans safe. Why would we apologize for that? Exactly. We apologize for nothing. All right? Wow. Again, Trump campaigned on banning people from terrorist countries. And yet, everyone is so surprised that he actually followed through on it. Why? Because liberals are idiots. That's why. And that, of course, includes the media. And so the people that are freaking out, you're just making fools of yourselves. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pelosi of the Pelosi Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. While the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now, there's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band bought that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So how many times have you heard this? Well, first of all, I want to play this for you. I want to play this little soundbite for you. This is Michael Morrell. He says that the Trump travel ban is a recruitment boon for ISIS. How many times have we heard this stupid friggin' argument? It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And yet it is parroted by the likes of John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and of course Chucky Schumer. Okay, so first, let me play this for you. This is Mike Morrell, okay? Now, understand something. Mike Morrell, he was a second in command at the CIA. Mike Morrell's the guy that came up with the Benghazi talking points deal. Okay? Mike Morrell was a big shill for Hillary Clinton. Mike Morrell is a partisan hack. And yet he's supposed to be some expert when it comes to counterterrorism. And, you know, he'll be trotted out as by CBS, because he's a CBS, he's considered some expert, because he's a political hack. Listen to Mike Morrell. Now, this is the dumbest freaking thing I've ever heard, okay? And I'll explain why, but I want you to listen to him first, okay? Telling us how this is going to be a boom for ISIS.
State scrutiny.
Exactly.
On this, how will this increase, perhaps you say, make us less safe? Do you think from an external threat or from an internal threat?
So I think from both, right? It's going to be a recruitment boon for ISIS, both overseas. It'll attract people.
Okay, now, I want to comment on this because it's the dumbest thing. You hear this all the time. It's going to make us less safe, and it's going to encourage lone wolves and It makes us less safe. It's a recruitment tool for ISIS. In other words, what they're trying to say is this. Well, if we're just nice to the people that want to blow us up and cut our heads off, if we're just nice to them, then, you know, they won't try to kill us. So we have to be nice to them, and we can't say anything mean about them ever. How's that worked out? Because that's been the philosophy of the Obama administration for the last 8 years, which was, we can't say anything mean about Islam. We can't offend them. Because, you know, they're going to be really mean to us. Are you kidding? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard about. No. In fact, I would argue that during the Obama administration, we saw more terrorist attacks on the homeland than ever before. Why? Because these people don't understand nice. They don't respect nice. They respect strength. That's all they respect in Muslim countries. And moreover, in the whole world. Listen to dumb Chuckie Schumer. Listen to this. This was on, this is on NBC News. Today Show. Listen. Says that the Trump's order will make us less safe. And wolves. Okay? This is the...
Senator Chuck Schumer.
Good
Senator,
morning.
Nice to see you. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Everybody knew this was coming. Democrats knew it was coming. Republicans knew. Anyone who paid attention to the campaign for the last year knew that Donald Trump was going to do this in some form. You got very upset about this. Is it the breadth of the order, the implementation of it, the message, what?
Yes, all of them. First, it was done in such a sloppy and careless way. Major agencies, the Border Patrol, Customs...
No, it was done exactly the way they wanted to do it. And Chuck Schumer with his fake tears, crying. It break. But this whole deal of it's going to make us... I've heard this for 8 years. Well, it's going to make us less safe. And whenever we criticize Islam, I mean, it makes us less safe. I mean, this is going to encourage attacks on the United States. We can't be mean to them. Because if we're mean to them, they're going to take it out on us. So we got to be really nice to these people. We can't offend them in any way, shape, or form. Because that's worked out really well, huh, for the West. They want to kill you no matter what. They don't care if you're nice to them or not. Whenever they've done anything, the last 8 years, the Obama administration has been so careful not to offend them. Imagine somebody comes in and they kill your wife and children. And then your reaction is, well, you know, I really don't want to offend this person. Because, you know, it might encourage them to do more. What kind of stupid-ass rationale is that about anything? What kind of ass-backwards way of thinking is that? That's the problem. We got stupid people running this country before. And thank God that now that's over with. But stop telling me that, it's going to embolden our enemies. That is the... next time you hear that stupidity, I mean, that is just about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Please, stop saying that. That's just stupid. And by the way, it's not borne out by any statistics, anything. I mean, it's just the dumbest thing in the world I've ever heard in my life. So stop it, okay? Enough. Well, you know, if we're nicer to them, then... No, we've been nice to them. We've been nice for 8 years. In fact, Obama started out his presidency by giving that famous speech in Cairo when he wanted to talk about how, you know, we got to be nice to Muslims. We can't offend Islam. Okay? How'd that work out? Hasn't worked out. Enough. Enough. Okay? I've had it. I've had it with all you wackos. Okay? Pissing on my leg and telling me it's raining out. Stop. Enough. Okay? It's just going to embolden our enemies. What kind of stupid lunacy is that? Are you kidding me right now? You know, we can't say anything about Islam. I mean, this idiot Obama wouldn't even say radical Islam. Really? What did they come up with? We're going to fight extreme. What was it? I don't even remember what kind of stupid gobbledygook rationales they came up with. Extreme violence, extreme. I don't even know what. What I mean, it's just stupid. Stop it. Stop telling me it's going to embolden my enemies by instituting a ban. Okay. By the way, if you're a Jew, they won't let you into Saudi Arabia. Did you know that? Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.